46 degrees and sunny in Seattle, expecting sun for the rest of the hour.
Yesterday, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray announced big changes in the police accountability process. He's making a citizen oversight group called the Community Police Commission permanent, and the mayor's adjusting the roles of other police misconduct investigators. KOW's Amy Radel's here to explain what all those changes mean. Hi, Amy.
Hi there.
Well, so why should we care?
Well, I was thinking about, you know, why should members of the public care about all these confusing acronyms that are involved with oversight of Seattle Police Department? But the truth is, all of these parts of the process are a great middle ground between us as the public and journalists. They make a lot of information public in accessible ways. It's all these processes of, you know, evaluating a complaint about an officer's misconduct. They're really complex. And so all these groups are a really helpful part of the process for anyone who's concerned with how police officers are being trained and what's happening in Seattle. And this kind of shows the Murray administration's next step. Ever since when the consent decree was reached with the Justice Department in 2012 over police reform, we've been swimming in recommendations for how to improve officer training, all these things. It's really been this big soup of people involved. And now what Mayor Murray is doing is saying this Community Police Commission is going to be permanent. That was kind of the headline. And that's really crucial because some of these people are not going to be here forever. The monitor, Merrick Bob, will eventually, you know, fulfill his role and be done, just like these blue ribbon panels of the past. But now this group's going to be permanent. They're going to be here for the long haul.
I thought that there was another oversight group, the Office of Police Accountability. Are there more citizens groups and accountability offices involved?
There's been another group. They haven't had much limelight lately. But so there's the Office of Professional Accountability,
okay,
which is it's like the internal affairs.
Okay.
They investigate police misconduct and other issues. And there's a volunteer citizen board as part of that. It's called the OPA Review Board.
Okay.
And they have complained for years that the way that they're set up is sort of untenable because they're supposed to go out and be ambassadors to the public about the OPA process, how to make a complaint, but they're not allowed to discuss any specific cases. And when I talked to those members a couple years ago about their position, they said, this is crazy. We've had cases where everyone in the city is talking about them, and we go out and talk to people, and we're not allowed to address them. It's just not workable. So that group is going to go away, but some of those people who are really committed civilian volunteers as well, some of those people are going to have the chance to stay with the process with the new commission.
What are some of the biggest issues that face anybody who's overseeing both police misconduct and the police department itself?
Well, I feel like in covering policing, we go between these big conceptual issues like use of force policies and things like that, and then these specific cases that kind of grab our attention and say, wait, what just happened there? And one of those cases happened earlier this year when the reporter for The Stranger, Dominic Holden, had a conversation with a police officer. The police officer said, how would you like it if I followed you back to where you work? And you made this comment. And Holden filed a complaint, and the complaint was sustained. It was investigated and sustained. And then we started to get word that Interim Chief Harry Bailey had actually reversed that misconduct filing. And we said, hey, wait, how did that happen? And it turns out that police officers, like a lot of, you know, contract or government employees, they have an appeals process, but they can take one route that it's not open to the public. It's called the Disciplinary Review Board. And that board, Chief Bailey had settled with the officer rather than go before that review board.
Mm.
So now we're all saying, oh, well, you know, and people along the chain, like Dominic and like the OPA director, Pierce Murphy, were saying, I wasn't even notified about this. So it exposed, and that's been remedied. Pierce says he is being kept in the loop now, but there's a whole question about whether we can do more to open up that process to the public.
Real briefly, what does it take or what will it take to make sure that we implement all these changes?
Some of them can happen right now, but we're also going to head into legislation that's going to go before the city council and contract negotiations with the Seattle Police Officers Guild. That'll all happen in early 2015.
So the union does have to approve some of these things.
Absolutely. And some of them, there are union members on the Community Police Commission. So I think that's a valuable addition of their perspective in other parts of the process as well.
KOW's Amy Radel covers the Seattle police and other law and justice issues for the station and for us. Thanks, Amy.
Yeah, you're welcome.